This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. This week, we've been rolling out the results of our latest Marketplace Edison Research poll. Among other things, we asked respondents how they felt about immigration, and 60% of those we polled said immigrants do the jobs Americans don't want. But as crackdowns on undocumented immigrants continue, some are hesitant to go out and do those jobs. In Texas, widespread raids by Immigration and Customs Enforcement are causing some to lay low, holding off on working and shopping. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more from Austin.
Austin's North Lamar neighborhood is home to a lot of strip malls, and the clientele is mostly Latino. I stopped in at a supermarket and taqueria called La Hacienda. I asked manager Juan Rodriguez if business was down because people are afraid. Outside, he points. In February, he saw trucks pull up and agents in uniform marched into businesses.
See the right here in the Whataburger? In the corner right there, what is this, Taco Bell? Yeah, I see some trucks, I don't know if it's the immigration or ICE.
It was part of a five-day nationwide sweep. ICE officers arrested 51 people in the Austin area alone. More than half had no criminal history. They were just undocumented. Rodriguez says La Hacienda's business suffered for weeks, but it's slowly coming back. Javier Batista stopped in for lunch. He's got the white t-shirt and pants of a painter, and splatters on them show he's been working. He says the big ICE raid put everyone on edge.
Nos da miedo, pero pues tenemos que enfrentarnos al,
we're afraid, al but we've got to confront it and get back to work, because we've got to eat.
It's a bit less risky for him. He works in private homes, which are less likely to be raided. But those who work in restaurants or outdoor construction sites feel more exposed.
Muchos amigos y amigas me dijeron que faltaron.
A lot of friends told me they didn't show up to work many times because they felt like they were being monitored by immigration agents.
He's noticed a lot of businesses have less foot traffic, and not just Hispanic-owned ones like La Hacienda.
En los meses pasados, yo veía los,
In the past months, I would see businesses empty. Walmart was a little empty. H-E-B Grocery was also empty.
The Spin Cycle Coin Laundry next door is struggling. Marta Soto runs the place.
What's happening is that people are scared and don't want to leave their homes.
She says daytime business has dropped dramatically. She thinks that's due to rumors that ICE only works during the day. She's staying open until 1 a.m. to meet changing demand.
Since they don't want to come in the morning, they can at least come in at night, so we can stay open because we have to do business with them.
It's been several weeks without another major ICE raid. That has people venturing out a little bit more. But there's a feeling there are more big roundups to come. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.